Hello and welcome to my blog, What's All This Retinol Hype? And should you get amongst it? So most of us have heard of retinol. It's claimed to be an absolute skincare hero, but it comes with unwanted side effects, apparently. Now, if you're anything like me, you do want to see actual results from your skincare products, but you don't necessarily want to aggravate your skin in the process. So in this short article, I'm going to tell you why there is so much hype when it comes to retinol and if you can avoid the negative side effects when you're using it. So I'm going to start off by telling you that the hype with retinol is real because actually retinol does work. Plus it gets a lot of marketing. Okay, so originally retinol was used to treat acne. But a side effect from that was noticed, and it was affecting other skin concerns too. Things like pigmentation, fine lines and wrinkles, and that all-important glow. Very simply, retinol is an active ingredient, which means it can get deeper into the skin, a lot deeper than most other ingredients. This means it can actually make changes to the skin, whereas a lot of products just sit on the surface and do very little. Yes, I'm looking at you, pretty packaged, overpriced moisturisers. Okay, so strong retinols have been used in dermatology for many years, and now weaker, over-the-counter versions are available everywhere. There's not many beauty brands out there now that don't have a retinol product in their range. So what does retinol do? The main function of retinol is to encourage cell turnover, which is basically like our skin's natural exfoliating process. So without a good cell turnover, our dead skin builds up, making our skin look dull, and our skin becomes sluggish and can't work effectively. So in comes hero retinol and smooths all the dead skin away. Yay! The other exciting thing retinol does is to increase the production of collagen, and there's not many other ingredients can claim that they can do that either. So where's the proof that it actually works? So retinol has been scientifically proven to make a difference to many, many skin concerns. There have been many studies, trials and tests, but actually what's important to me is that I've seen it work with my own eyes, on both my own skin and on many of my clients too. So what about these side effects, eh? Just like the hype, the negative side effects are real too, but only if you don't follow the instructions. If you use retinol too frequently, you're likely to get redness, dryness, and irritation, and you may never want to use it again, which would be a shame, really. Similarly, if you use a retinol that's too strong, you can expect those side effects too. So how can you avoid them? Nobody wants red skin, itchy, flaking skin. Your makeup won't go on, and also you'll just feel a bit grotty. So, as I mentioned, if you use it incorrectly, you're highly likely to get those side effects. And then you have to take the time to recover from them. And this is all avoidable and unnecessary, really. So simply follow the directions carefully and take advice from a skin expert. Hello. We want our skin to get used to retinol gradually, and I advise my clients to start off using it just twice a week at night for a couple of weeks, and then depending on how their skin responds, they can either continue with just the twice a week or increase to three times a week. Now, we're gradually working up to using this most nights, but this takes time. There's no rush to get there, and you know, if you slightly increase the dose and you think you've gone a bit too far, just step it back. So there you have it. There is good reason for all the retinol hype, and in my opinion, you really should definitely get involved, especially as you can easily avoid these unwanted side effects. So that's that. So what's next? I recommend a great starter product in the blog. You can see the link at the bottom there. And you can also join my waitlist as I'm creating a retinol mini course. That's down the bottom of the blog also. Now, if you're still unsure about retinol, or maybe you'd like to learn more about your skin generally, you can book a one-to-one skin fix with me, which is you know, bespoke to your needs, and we can sort out your skin routines or any skin concerns you may have. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon.